Steamy weather ahead, maybe some rain too. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It's the morning podcast on the 28th of July, 2021. I'm Andy Eubank on your Wednesday with the latest Indiana farm news, including a Friend of the Farmer Award for Senator Gene Lysing. Also on the way, a Money Minute and a report on Indiana farmland prices. They have jumped to record levels. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has that updated Indiana farm forecast. And the markets yesterday, off of the highs, a mixed close. We have numbers and analysis with David Coley. And the news begins right now here on HAT.
Senator Lysing awarded and Indiana farmland prices hit record highs. I'm Eric Pfeiffer and this is Hoosier Ag Today. The Indiana Soybean Alliance and Indiana Corn Growers Association presented its Friend of Farmer Award to Indiana Senator Gene Lysing during the organization's annual Ag Policy Summit on Tuesday. Indiana Corn Growers Association President Mike Beard.
Last year was a unique year because of the way the legislature had to operate. There were a lot of challenges and there were several bills that affected agriculture. Senator Lysing was always there for us, willing to listen, willing to take up a cause, and for that reason, we thought that she more than deserved this recognition today.
Senator Lysing received the award for her work on House Bill 1483, which made adjustments to the Indiana Grain Indemnity Fund that will positively impact Hoosier farmers. Lysing says this past year was the most difficult legislative session she's experienced. She was grateful for the award.
This year, of all years, we had some tough issues to deal with, but I was not anticipating getting an award or recognition from this group for that effort. I guess I looked upon that the trials and tribulations of this session as being part of my job, you know. But truthfully, it was very, very nice that the actual award is nice. All the kind things that were said were very nice.
Lysing also credited Indiana House Ag Chair Representative Don Leahy for his work on HB 1483 to get it across the finish line. Lysing is the chair of the Indiana Senate Agriculture Committee. She serves all of Rush County and portions of Decatur, Fayette, Franklin, Henry, Ripley, and Shelby counties.
This is Money Minute. Financial tips from the experts at AgriFinancial. With me is Josh Dixon, National Sales Manager with AgriFinancial. We've been focusing this month on putting together a strategic financial plan. Josh, you've outlined the benefits of a strategy that involves different loans at different rates and at different maturity dates. Could you give us a practical example of what that might look like?
We just looked at a deal recently where we had someone that was wanting to refinance a considerable amount of money. And our structure was going to open up over $200,000 of cash flow for them. And what we proposed to them was is that they paid extra on the payment, but they also was able to hold some cash for some things that they wanted to do in the future. And they had some plans. And what we were able to do was we put part of it on a 15-year fix. We put part of it on a 5-year fix. And by doing that, within 10 to 15 years, not only were they able to pay that loan completely off, but they're also able to capture some cash in their bank statements so that they can be able to make more purchases for the future.
Josh Dixon with AgriFinancial. For more information, visit AgriFinancial at cgb-agfi.com. This has been Money Minute from AgriFinancial.
A jump in the price of farmland. Andy Eubank has details.
Farmland values in Indiana have gone up. The new Purdue Farmland Value and Cash Rents Survey is out, and it says that farmland prices across the state are at all-time highs as of June this year. The top quality farmland across the state is averaging $9,785 per acre. That is a jump of over 14% from the same time last year. And there are also strong increases in both average and poor quality farmland prices, now averaging $8,144 for average and $6,441 for poor quality farmland. Read more on the survey at Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, the largest Ohio-based independent seed company and the Eastern Corn Belt's fastest-growing independent seed company. Visit seedgeneticsdirect.com for more information. Could see a few more clouds over the Hoosier State as you go through the day today, mostly centered in northern locations, but I am not calling for precipitation at this point in time. I am calling for a hot afternoon. To be clear, we are going to be steamy, we're going to be humid, rather uncomfortable, and this will help to add some instability to the situation as we move through the day tomorrow. That instability will trigger showers and thunderstorms, mostly I-70 north through your Thursday. I think you're going to have to look for anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch in general across Indiana, I-70 north. But I will also say it won't take much to trigger a thunderstorm that could boost those rain totals just a little bit. I would not rule out an inch in a few localized places before all is said and done. Again, this is Thursday. Overnight Thursday night into Friday, we can see a little bit of hit and miss action slide south of I-70. I don't think it's a big deal. Probably 20% coverage, that is all. The rest of the state and the rest of the time, we turn out partly to mostly sunny, warm, and rain-free. The weekend, Saturday, Sunday, sunny and very warm, rather humid as well. As we move into the overnight Sunday, Monday time frame, I'm still not going to rule out a shower or thunderstorm, but it really looks like less of a chance. Honestly, if anything, we have to pull that chance forward into the overnight Saturday night, early Sunday period up in Michigan and watch for any of that to bleed down into far northeast Indiana. So a little bit squirrely in the forecast here as we move through the latter part of the weekend into early next week. But in any case, once we hit Monday afternoon, I think we're sunny, warm, and dry. Maybe not quite as warm as what we are looking at here the next 24 to 48 hours, but warm nonetheless. We stay dry through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week as well. I'm not seeing any significant moisture till probably next weekend, the 7th into the 8th at this point in time. So slight tweaks to our forecast overall. The biggest rain event we have in the next 10 days, though, still on track to come in here through the day tomorrow, especially in northern Indiana. Southern Indiana, a little more hit and miss. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A quiet close in the ag markets. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the review is brought to you by Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local agriculture and energy partner for nearly a century. A nice, strong move in the bean market faltered by the end of trade, and corn finished close to flat. All those numbers on the way. First market analysis, and I secured that from David Coley, Allendale-Inc.com, right at the end of trade. David, we're going to take a look at the crop ratings. They declined on Monday. Corn and soybeans both going backwards. We've got a shift in weather forecasts. Maybe not quite as hot now. All of those factors that probably had some impact on the Tuesday markets. What did you see?
Yeah, that's for sure. Plus, with these COVID cases increasing and the stock market down, I think that weighed on the corn. A lot of people are saying, well, corn's already made. Well, no, it's not. But that's the psychological factor right now. But how about this for cooling temperatures? Phoenix, Arizona, big headline. The past 2 days, 83-degree highs. Today, 81 high. This is the first time since they recorded data in Arizona and Phoenix that they've not reached at least 100 degrees, and they're only in the 80s here in July. So yeah, cool down's coming, no doubt about that at some point. But you know, when you look at the crop condition, that really surprised me because North Dakota lost 8 points. We also saw Kansas down 5 points. And you're looking, you know, on the corn with the other states, Minnesota losing 4. There are some concerns there that are developing. And if you look at soybeans, those also told a tale. Kansas down 6 points, Michigan down, or up 8, but Minnesota down 7. And the point for me to stress here is here, yes, we've had some rain in these areas, but from the people that I would look at on Twitter, they're saying the rain didn't amount to much in those areas because the soil deficits were so great.
As we talk about moderating temperatures, the one thing that hasn't changed is that the dry areas don't necessarily see much relief. And we're talking about dry areas west of Indiana that are looking at stressed crops, and it would appear that will continue.
Yeah, and Michael Cordoniere, which I've followed for many, many years, is saying that the corn yield for him is 175.5, not 181, not 181, not 179. And I think that's a big watch point because Michael, you know, spends his summers up here and then down in Brazil in the winters for their summers. And I think if anybody really knows the crops, he knows it because he's seen them up close and personal in both hemispheres at this point. But I think going forward, I think the big question will be, of course, the weather. You know, I call the weather right now a jack-in-the-box, because every time you turn that crank, up pops a clown, and in some cases a joker pops up. And I think that's going to be what's going forward, is these weather forecasts just keep popping up all these jokers with a little laugh behind it, and you wonder, what is this weather going to be like? Because every time they do the forecast, it changes every time.
And the markets are really reacting to that jack-in-the-box?
Yeah, definitely, because every hint of, you know, any break in the heat out, especially in the western areas, they definitely are on the retreat there. And, you know, the beans, thank goodness, were able to close higher today, but corn and wheat were both lower. But a lot of outside influences, again, affecting that. But turn your eyes toward the rest of the world and all the weather phenomenon going on. Brazil in particular, a lot of people in Brazil that are growing all these different crops like coffee and orange juice and cord down there are talking about the problems. And remember this one thing. Brazil produces the most coffee of any other nation on the face of the earth. In fact, I heard at one time they produce 80% of the world's coffee. In fact, almost every cup of coffee you have says some Brazilian coffee in that. And a lot of people are talking about how the cold weather has really damaged their coffee crops. So if coffee prices go up, don't blame me.
David Coley there, Allendale-Inc.com. Call 1-800, the number 2, market. Now, settlements from Tuesday. Down a penny on September corn, 548 and 3 quarters. Fractionally lower on the Deese, a half cent down at 546 and a quarter. March 3 quarters off at 553 and 3 quarters. And a quiet close for the bean market, August 14-18 and a quarter, 5.5 cents up, 4.5 up, September, 1367. Novi, up just a penny and 3 quarters, settling at 1359.5. 2.5 down, September wheat, 674.5. And livestock was higher but turned and went the other way, with August live cattle ending 52 cents lower, 122.92, 7 cents up on the August lean hogs, 107.47, deferred contracts all down a little over half a dollar. I'm Andy Eubank. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.